of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
About 2 o'clock that Sunday afternoon, the snow started coming down again. Big, real big, heavy snow. So I left Scar at the livery stable and got myself a room at Mrs. Kramer's boarding house. Yeah, I sure didn't like the idea of going out for supper, but Mrs. Kramer said that she didn't fix food on Sunday night. She was lead soprano in the church choir, and rain or snow, she had to be there for the evening service. There wasn't anybody else who could carry the melody. So I put on just about all the clothes I had with me and headed for Cotton White's Cafe.
Howdy, Mr. Ponsett. Oh, sure is coming down, ain't it?
Yeah.
We don't usually get a big snow like this before January or maybe February.
It seems like the weather's changing. I wonder what's causing it.
I don't know, Cotton. Don't know. Ah, I was afraid you might be closed.
No, I would be, except for these lunches I'm packing.
Hmm?
Yeah, the sheriff caught me just as I was locking the door.
Oh?
The idea of leaving for Fort Lyon in a blizzard like this.
Fort Lyon?
That's where he says he's going.
Well, what for?
Wants to turn Ben Reed over to the marshal there. He sure is in a big hurry to get rid of him for some reason. This don't make sense.
Hmm.
Like as not, they'll never make it to Lyon, any one of them. But Billy says they're starting tonight, so... Yeah. Ah, well, no, that does it. Oh, I'll just run these over to jail. You can pour yourself a cup of coffee, Mr. Ponson. I'll be right back.
Well, why not let me take them over for you, Carter? Says I'm all bundled up and everything.
Oh, of course not, Mr. Ponson.
No trouble. Besides, I'd kind of like to have a talk with Bill before he leaves town.
Well, if you're sure.
And don't stay open for me. I'll just get a cup of coffee from Mrs. Creamy. That's all I wanted anyway. Good night.
Good night, Mr. Ponson.
Thanks for bringing them over, Mr. Ponson. Good night.
Hey, Billy, you serious about striking out for Fort Lyon tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it looks to me like he's as safe here as he would be anywhere else.
Guess he don't appreciate my company.
That's right. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're the sheriff.
Yeah.
You know, Fort Lyon's a 2-day ride in good weather. You know, no telling how long it'll take you to get in a storm like this.
Don't worry about that.
Hmm. Was something happened, Billy?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I guess it's none of my business, whatever it is.
No, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mr. Ponsett. What's the use? Somebody will find out sooner or later. I'm not taking him to Fort Lyon. As soon as we get out of town, I'm going to turn him loose.
What?
And I'm not coming back to Dawson. I'm going home to Georgia, where I belong.
Well, I suppose you've got your reasons.
I told you. I only came out here to find my father. And I told you this was my lucky day. I found him. Of course, he wasn't quite what I expected. He's a thief, an outlaw, and a killer.
You mean Reed?
You knew it too, didn't you?
No. No, I didn't know anything of the kind.
Well, you must have guessed it then. When he let me take him without lifting a finger to stop me, he said yourself he was fast with a gun.
Well, that's what I heard. But the fact a man lets another man arrest him, well, that doesn't necessarily prove kinship.
I got the proof right here.
What? Well, it's a mighty pretty locket.
Open it up.
Huh?
Go on, open it. That's my mother's picture when she was a girl. It's copied from a picture that hangs in our parlor back home. And he was carrying it fastened to his gun belt.
That's so, Reed?
His name isn't Reed. It's Blake Riddle.
He's loco, Ponson. Ask anybody. I'm Ben Reed. I always have been.
You're a fool to lie about it. If you weren't Blake Riddle, you'd be going to prison.
I've been in prison before.
And because you think he's your father, you're going to turn him loose. Is that it, Billy?
I don't care about him or anything that happens to him. But she loved him once. At least she must have thought she did.
And afterwards, you're getting out of town, huh?
I don't reckon Dawson would have much use for a sheriff who was Ben Reed's kid.
Well, they wouldn't have to know.
I'd know it. I'd always know it. Even if they didn't.
Well, the town was mighty proud of you, Billy.
Well, at least I won't be the first lawman who couldn't hang on to Ben Reed.
No. No, that's true enough. It just seems to me you're acting on mighty flimsy evidence. It seems to me there's a lot of ways a man could get a hold of a locket like this one. It wouldn't necessarily follow that he really belongs to him. Of course, if Reed says it's his...
I ain't said that. He never asked me.
I didn't have to ask.
Well, what about it, Reed? Where'd you get it?
I had it so long I almost forgot.
Yeah.
But it all come back to me when you was making such a fuss. Never thought a piece of junk like that would cause so much stir.
Go on.
I found it. It must be about 15 years ago now, maybe more. I was down around Phoenix, a little town named Court City. There were some other boys with me, and folks sort of got the idea we'd held up the bank, come looking for us with a posse. Well, there was a couple hours of shooting, and afterwards the posse went back without us. Those that were still alive, that is.
What's all this got to do with...
Well, I'll finish, Bill.
Well, we went out to look at the bodies, you know, just to make sure the fellas were dead. One of them was carrying that locket, so I...
Are you trying to say you killed my father?
I don't know who killed him. Not for certain. We was all shooting. I suppose it could have been me.
You're lying.
Well, why should he lie?
If it's the truth, why did he keep that locket? Wasn't worth anything. Didn't have any value.
Well...
Why'd he keep it?
I'll tell you, kid. When I opened it up and looked at it, I said to myself, now, she's pretty nice looking. So I thought, seeing as how the fellow who was carrying the locket was sort of out of action, and maybe someday I might run into the woman in person having her picture, it'd sort of give me an excuse.
You
to...
filthy rotten, I'd kill you. I'd kill you with my bare hands.
Bill, now, get hold of yourself.
How could I ever have thought that a dirty, rotten killer would be my own? I must have been crazy, plumb crazy.
You sure were. The idea of a kid of mine turning out to be a sheriff.
It took Billy Riddle a little while to simmer down. When he finally did, he changed his mind about going to Fort Lyon. He decided to wait until the storm had died down, until he was sure of delivering the prisoner. Reed didn't say anything, not another word. Not until Bill went out back and get some wood for the pot-bellied stove.
Why are you looking at me like that, Ponson? You didn't believe me, did you?
Not entirely, Reed. No, not entirely.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, I was in Court City when you robbed that bank, and it wasn't 15 years ago. It was about 4 years ago. And the posse that went out after you, well, they didn't even get close to you. They came back, and all of them hadn't fired a shot.
Well...
And there was another, I think you'd call it discrepancy.
What's that?
I knew all those boys in that posse, and none of them was named Riddle.
Well, one thing was true enough. The important thing.
Oh?
His father is dead. And I killed him.
What?
20 years ago, when his mother went off and left me, when she wouldn't come back, when she wouldn't even answer my letters. That's when I killed the man his father had been. I didn't think I had anything to live for. I didn't think I'd ever see Billy. I didn't think I'd ever see him as long as I lived. That's when I turned outlaw and became Ben Reed. That's when I killed Blake Riddle.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. But as far as I'm concerned, there's a lot more of Blake Riddle here tonight than there is of Ben Reed. At least that's the way it appears to me. Well, it was a couple of days before that storm let up and Sheriff Billy could take him over to the marshal at Fort Lyon. And he got him there, too. No trouble at all. Of course, a lot of folks said that afterwards Ben Reed would just break out of jail again like he always had before, but, you know, so far he hasn't even tried to. People just don't understand it. He's practically a model prisoner.
Within the next 5 years, millions of additional children will crowd the elementary schools. Unless we prepare for this increased enrollment, our children and our nation will suffer. If America is to provide enough teachers and enough classrooms so that our children can receive a decent education, we must take immediate steps to improve some of our local school systems. Join and work with local civic groups and school boards, actively seeking to improve educational conditions, won't you? Because better schools make better communities. The Six Shooter is an NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt, and the transcribed story is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were James McCallion, Ken Christie, Howard McNear, and Alan Reed. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam, and the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. This is Hal Gibney speaking. Tonight, hear Frederick March and Florence Eldridge in the NBC Star Playhouse on the NBC Radio Network.